TC, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And look, it is very rare that Alabama softball loses two games out of three, but kind of walks out of there with a decent feeling. But salvaging one, I've got to think, helped the cause last night.
Absolutely. If you're only going to win one of the series, win that last one so that you you have a good feeling going out of it. And definitely the first 2.5 games, basically, at the plate were the most frustrating games of softball that I've seen Alabama have. You have Alexis Osorio in the circle. She threw a complete game in game one, did not give up an earned run, and lost the game 1-0. That was on Saturday, and then they tried to play the second game, which was scheduled for Sunday as part of a doubleheader on Saturday, but the rains came in the fifth inning, and that game had to be suspended. You're up 1-0, but Florida has a runner on third and with nobody out in the top of the fifth, and you resume that on Monday afternoon, and Florida goes on to score 4 runs, and you use that game 4-1. But a much better game in game number 3 on the SEC Network on Monday night.
All right. So, again, as I tuned in briefly yesterday, you're down in that game, the final game, 1-0 going into the fifth, and mm-hmm. kind of pick it up from there on how you're able to salvage that, because the backs were clearly against the wall at that point.
Absolutely, they were. And one of the stats that I saw before the game and was relaying, it was an unbelievable stat. Alabama has not been swept in a 3-game series at home since 2004. Now, almost 11 years to the day since Alabama was last swept at home in a 3-game series. So you're going into the bottom of the fifth inning. You're down 1-0. Have not been able to do anything at the plate for 2.5 games. And Alexis Osorio in the circle again for Alabama, the freshman, has not given up another earned run. The run that scored was an unearned run. So she still hasn't given up an earned run in her entire weekend. And just offensively, just so much struggle and frustration for Alabama. And I will say, I don't make a living at calling out umpires, but the officiating was not what you would call good before the weekend.
Oh, by the way, I do.
I know you do, right?
I've made a living for a while in calling out officials. Yes, thank you.
So the strike zone was a mystery, we'll just say, throughout most of the weekend. But
were you going to go Bobby Boucher looking for that gorilla what punched him in the eye? The search continues.
It does. It certainly does.
Okay.
You get to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Murph actually shook up the lineup a little bit going into game 3. He put Haley McClinney, the All-American center fielder, who may be the best leadoff hitter in America, but she's also Alabama's probably best hitter overall and the best opportunity to be an RBI producer. So they moved her down to the 3-hole and had Danielle Richard, the senior designated player, lead off. So that, and we got to the top of the order in the fifth inning. Richard led off with a walk, was sacrificed over to second, and Haley McClinney comes up and from the 3-hole with 1 out with a runner on second. First pitch takes it over the right center field wall for a 2-run home run, her first home run of the year, her 15th in her career. And from then on, it was like that just opened up the floodgates. And again, you have all that frustration. You finally bust through, you get the lead. Osorio again gets Florida the meat of their order in the sixth, went down 1-2-3 with the 2-1 lead. And then McClinney gets back up again with two runners on and hits a 2-run triple. And that's how Alabama got the 5-1 victory in game number 3. So, you know, you hate to lose the series, but to win game 3 and to win it in the manner that you did definitely gives you the momentum to continue on here in the SEC.
The Sports Center highlight
was
pretty special in the midst of all that as well.
It was. I mean, you have if you didn't see it, it was number 3 on the Sports Center top 10. And Florida on a girl was sacrificed bunting. She pulled back the bunt. The runners took off, so she's trying to steal third. But our third baseman, Callie Case, had come in to field the bunt. So you have Danae Hayes from short coming over to cover third. Chauncey Bell throws a perfect throw to her. And Hayes slides in catches it and tags out the runner as she's sliding in head first. And just a tremendous play all around. And Bama defensively was outstanding for pretty much most of the weekend. That's the thing. Another thing that was so frustrating. You're playing good. You're pitching well. You're playing good defensively, but just couldn't get any runs across. But an amazing play by great throw by Bell and a great catch and tag by Hayes.
Tom Canterbury joining us, just like all of our guests do, on the Bud Light March to the Championship Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Next up, Georgia Tech tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and then Texas A&M in town for a three-game series this weekend. Let's start off the Ramblin' Wreck. I don't know if you've had a chance to pour over the notes just yet. I know what that's like. Your primary responsibility is when you come on the air, and so sometimes you're cramming last minute on that stuff, but what can you tell us about the ACC opponent, if anything?
Well, one interesting notes about it is Georgia Tech, one of their assistant coaches is actually Leslie Jury's brother. The senior pitcher for Alabama.
And, you know, we went over and played them last year, didn't we? For a similar reason, or am I just making that up completely?
I don't know if it was last year, but within the last year or two, Alabama has played in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, yes.
Okay.
And don't ask me why we're playing at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, but we are, and it should be a lot of fun.
But we are, and they didn't ask my input, and so that's what's going to happen.
They just said be there, and I will. So that's what we'll do. And hopefully it'll be we'll still be in the 70s and nice and warm before the cool down this weekend.
Yeah, that would that'd be very nice. And speaking of the weekend, Texas A&M, you know, coming to town, and look, I know they're probably not top five like their baseball team is, but it's gotten to the point in the SEC where everybody's investing, everybody's got good programs. So while Alabama may indeed be the favorite at home, it's still one where if you're able to take the series, you're going to feel pretty good about things when you walk away.
Oh, absolutely. They released the first RPI rankings for softball this past week, and four out of the top five are from the SEC. You have Florida 1, LSU 2, Michigan 3, who Alabama has played twice, Auburn 4, and Alabama 5. Texas A&M is in the top 25. Nine out of the 13 SEC teams that play softball are ranked in the top 25. A&M is probably, they're not at the elite level that Alabama and Florida and LSU are right now, but they're in that mix right there in the next tier. And they'll be coming in trying to get a win or two from Alabama, which will, you know, again, not just push Alabama down, but could push A&M up in the standings. But if you look at the schedule, you know, a tough start for Alabama, having to play at Georgia and Florida, two out of the first three conference series. But now we're kind of into the middle part of the schedule, which Alabama, if they have sights on winning the regular season SEC championship, will need to, if not sweep, win at least two out of three of every one of these series coming up for the next two or three weeks.
The man who will be on the call for it, Tom Canterbury, joining us on the Bud Light March to the Championship Hotline presented by Green Beverage. You can hear it over on our sister station, 95.3 The Bear. TC, always appreciate the time, buddy. A very, very, very quick WrestleMania preview. It's this weekend.
It is.
Taker will be back. But
he will.
Taker will be back. Give me the match you're looking for, though, besides that.
Well, I think the hardcore wrestling fans will be really interested in the 7-man ladder match for the Intercontinental title. It's where the match that Dolph Ziggler is in, Daniel Bryan, who was the star of WrestleMania 30, is in this match as well. And it's basically all the internet fans and everybody who's like, we don't like the people that are real popular. We like the middle of the road guys. They're all in this ladder match. So that should be a lot of fun to watch. And then it'll be just interesting to see how they go with the main event, if they'll continue on keeping Brock Lesnar as the monster champion, that the most dominating guy, he can't be beat, or if this is when Roman Reigns takes over as the top guy, even though a lot of the fans don't seem to be behind Roman Reigns being the top guy.
See, I'm not going to be here tomorrow for Wrestler Theme Wednesday, so we had to get our fix today.
I got you.
Much appreciated as always. Happy wrestling to you, and good luck with softball as well.
Thank you very much. It'll be a huge weekend.